Good morning, colleagues. The time now is 11 o'clock. Just want to check with Tim and go see if we've got the requisite forum.
Recording in progress.
Before we proceed.
Morning, Chair. We have the required number to proceed, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Welcome, colleagues, honorable members, all of us today on the virtual platform. This being a virtual committee meeting as scheduled from 11 o'clock today. We want to also welcome members of the media who have joined us, our entire support staff, and members of the public with us in the meeting and everybody else. This is a committee meeting as has been scheduled since last week. The intention today was to schedule this meeting between now and 1 o'clock and start from 1 o'clock with the actual inquiry itself. But I must state upfront that we're not going to have an inquiry today for the reasons that we're just going to table to everybody in the meeting. We have received a correspondence from the PP a day or two ago indicating unavailability for this meeting and the reasons shared, and we're going to table all of that in this meeting. So this meeting is convened basically to also look into that issue as it affects our work, and would invite members to give us a guidance on that issue very firmly and concretely. But also the second issue we're going to look into is the firming up the rest of our program as we plan to conclude our process. But maybe before that, it's just proper to ask Tembi Nkosi if we have received any apologies from any members and anybody else who's supposed to be in this meeting who's not in this meeting. And I will, once he's done that and we finish with the apologies, we'll proceed to the correspondence that needs to be a discussion of our meeting. Mr. Ngoma.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to members. Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, indeed, we have received three apologies from Ms. Dr. Gondwe, from Ms. Sukars, and from Ms. Van Minen. And then, Chair, I will proceed to table the correspondence as you have indicated. Chairperson, we received an email that is currently on the screen at around mid-morning yesterday, wherein the public protector was informing that she has been booked off beginning yesterday until the 27th of March, which is on Monday next week, and would therefore be unable to attend the hearings and would only be able to attend on the 28th of March. And she does indicate in the last sentence that she was willing to share the note, the SIG note, if it was needed, which I think Chair will talk to that because we have received the SIG note. And Chairperson, the other correspondence that we have is dated the 17th of March. There would have been correspondence that was tabled to the committee that come from Sianeho attorneys. And this correspondence, I had requested my office to share it with members. It was just a response to the letter of Sianeho from the committee. That is all, Chairperson, that I have for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tembi Nkosi Ngoma, Committee Secretary. Just to conclude that part, colleagues, having received that email from the PP, I indeed responded to that and have asked for the medical certificate in that regard, because I take our process seriously, and it's important that we transparent about that. And when the PP says she's been booked off sick, that we're able to correspond with that and understand the issues, accepting the sick note. So I have received the medical certificate, and I would not share the details of it here in this meeting, because I have asked for it, and members are also invited to make their own contributions about that sick note or the leave for not attending from the PP, because what it effectively does is that nothing can happen until she's able to come. And at this stage, the date set is the 28th of March. And your colleagues will remember that we set a time, started with 9-10 days, and at the time when they started, the testimony would have been 9 days up until the 31st of March. What this does is that entire package days is already disrupted, the days taken out of that, and therefore when we get into the program, you would see why there's a redrafted program which has been forced onto us in this regard. So without wasting any further time, I'm going to ask that I invite members to speak firstly on this issue of this correspondence. And once we're done with this item, we'll go to the next item. So this is now an opportunity for members who wants to make a contribution and raise something to indicate so. I have Honorable Mananiso. Honorable Tlakude. Honorable Maneli. Pekizwe Nkosi. Those are the hands I have at this stage. So may I ask Honorable Mananiso to take the platform?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by appreciating your report with regards to the first letter of the reason why we are not having an inquiry today up until next week. One would want to actually acknowledge the fact that you did well by acquiring the proof, the certificate, medical certificate as a proof for the attachment of this particular absenteeism. And I think it is fair that we stop the process in terms of calling the PP to do the stand on the basis that there's reasons why she's not coming before us. And that's it from me to say that as the portfolio, as the committee, let us accept the reason given. And this is something that is not, you know, done in J&J. At least there's a document that proves that she's off sick. That's it from me in the spirit of fairness and open.
Thank you, Honorable Mananiso. Honorable Tlakude.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning to you and my colleagues on the platform. Honorable Chairperson, let me also join my colleague in appreciating the correspondences that you had with the between yourself and the PP. And we wish her a speedy recovery, Honorable Chair. Then, Honorable Chairperson, as you have received the medical certificate. There is nothing that we can do about it. And I just want to support you that you don't publicize it, because that one is, yes, it's private. You have seen it, Honorable Chairperson, and we trust your judgment on that one. We cannot question the medical certificate. It's just to wish her a speedy recovery, and that, yes, our program is in a way disrupted, but there is nothing we can do about these unforeseen circumstances. Thank you very much, Comrade Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tlabude. Honorable Manili.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to honorable members. Let me also start by agreeing that we do not need to have this note flighted. We should trust that you are sharing with us has been verified, because we've already taken the initiative to ensure that the committee is not postponed without valid information before the committee. So that's, I think, the one point. The other point, really, Chair, is that because you are linking this to a letter also that you would have responded to earlier, which is the 7th of March, I just want to check, Chair, before I make further input on the matter, that as we have been dealing with the matters, which what the letter also refers to as other installments in terms of the statement received, even though we're told that those would be shorter versions of the statement, whether in this period there's been any that has been received, so that we know. But secondly, Chair, is that with sickness, you would not be able to preempt, especially because we're not dealing with the detail of what could be the health challenge. I think at some point then the committee would have to reflect on this part, Chair. As I say, it's linked to the statement that I was talking about, because it would have been a matter of electing firstly to have the statement or coming before the committee, right? So that as we look at the program, Chair, we can look at it also, looking at all those facts before us, so as to preempt going forward the what if part, because you can't really preempt sickness, and we can only indeed call for prayers to get a speedy recovery and so on. But we need to also balance the program. So as I say, Chair, I may want to come back maybe once there's clarity on these points I'm raising, and then maybe look at some. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli. Honorable Mylam. Honorable Nkosi.
I'm covered, Chair. We'll discuss when we come to the program.
All right, Honorable Mylam.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just a request regard to the program, and we haven't got onto that issue yet, but I just want to put this on the table as something to consider. Given the time constraints and the fact that everything has been pushed out as it has, could we not ask for the closing arguments to be done in writing? In other words, to receive heads of argument from both parties, rather than oral argument. I think it would go a long way to speeding the process and making sure that we're all on the same page when it comes to exactly what those arguments are. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right, thank you. Maybe let me just hold you back, Honorable Klappe, just so that we clarify the issues, but it might also be helpful to allow Temungos. Honorable Manili, on the statement we would have written, firstly, you must remember that the committee has got a particular attitude on the statement. We would have indicated 2 weeks ago or so that the submission of the statement is the choice of the PP, and would have given the 14th for that, which they submitted later on that day, because we're ready to proceed even without a statement. And when it was submitted indicating that when it is complete, it's going to be in certain section, but it was not complete at the time when it was submitted. And I must also add that it was not our expectation that it'd be done in installments. The installments ended when they could not meet the 9th of March deadline that we set for them. So the installment is not part of what we were required. It's certainly an incomplete work from the side of the PP. I would have followed that up to say everything that is outstanding in relation to the statement must be in by tomorrow. So that's the date when we expect that there must be a statement and in that regard. So that would have been my last letter in relation to that for the submission of everything they need to do by tomorrow. So we expect that we'll get that tomorrow. I hope that clarifies your issues, Honorable Manili. I'll come back to you, but I'll go to Honorable Tlape now.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to you and good morning to the colleagues. Chair, the honorable members, Honorable Mananis, Honorable Dlakude, and everybody has spoken about our situation, and I support that we accept the sick note, and thanks for making sure that as required professionally, you verified, and it is in the interest of privacy, patient-doctor relationship that you can't flight it. And I have also realized, Chair, because it was my question when I received this package in the morning, the email, a revised draft of the program. Now I understand. For sure, it will be something that we will have to look at and adopt. And I would really also wish her to recover soonest. And it's a situation beyond our control. And hopefully the draft program that is being revised would take us further to recoup or recover the lost time that we would have suffered. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tlape. Maybe that point, which will assist, because Honorable Mailam has already raised a point that comes out of that. We bring everything on the table to ask Mr. Ngoma to table the redrafted program, and then thereafter members can comment, and I'll go back to Honorable Manili then. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. Chair, yes, I tabled the draft revised program of the committee, which starts with today, this current meeting. And then, Chairperson, it will be followed by the scheduled hearing of the public protector for the 28th, 29th, 30th, and Friday, the 31st of May. And then it will resume, Chairperson, on the 3rd of April with evidence leaders being afforded an opportunity to ask questions from public protector that is scheduled for the week of 3 to 6 April. Chairperson, then on Tuesday the 11th, Chairperson, then it's continuing with the questions to the evidence leaders, which will be followed then by the questions to Advocate Mkhwebana by the members of this committee. That is scheduled for over 3 days. And thereafter, Chairperson, the following week would be the closing arguments, and which then will be followed by deliberations on the hearings and evidence before the committee that will happen over 2 days on 28th, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th of March. And then we'll take a week off just to allow the support staff to add more meat to the report. And thereafter, Chairperson, the committee will looking at tabling the draft report to the committee on Monday, the 8th of May, and for deliberations on those over 3 days. And thereafter, Chairperson, would then the draft report would then be sent to the public protector for comments. That is 10 to the 24th of May. And we're looking at then deliberating on the submissions of the public protector and adopt the final report on the 29th of May. Chairperson, that is the current draft program. Members would have seen on the previous program that the dates have extended beyond what we had planned. And some of the reasons are those that have been discussed in this meeting in the morning. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. Colleagues, just before I invite you just to summarizing the presentation of this revised program, maybe something that you've not picked up. So this revised program has got definite and serious implications for our work and quite a number of things. Firstly, there will be three of those implications that we must just pick up so that you are aware. With this number of days taken out of what we originally planned, it therefore means that members, whilst other members from next week, Saturday, will be going on recess for a constituency period from the 3rd to the 7th of November, this committee is not going to have a recess. So it's going to work flat out during the recess period. Secondly, the second implication, and even more serious implication, is that you would remember that the PPSA indicated from the 1st of March that they have funding to assist the PP until the 31st of March, meaning next week, Friday. And that they have nothing beyond that to fund that. And I'm raising this as a second serious implication because we have to, especially from the chair, having to attend and handle that, because by implication, this extension says you've got to speak into that issue that has been raised. So as you extend the program, how does it get to be assisted in that regard? So that's the second implication. The third implication, which you must also think about even as we get into the timelines, is that this has necessitated that you now have a prolonged process than we anticipated. So earlier would have said we'll give more than 21 days as Audi. You now have a compressed program. And so the timelines have got to be relooked into that as well. So there are three implications that immediately stand out as a result of this. So we cannot mention and talk about them. This is what you would call in proper oversight and planning processes as your risk factors. And so already you can see those three areas of risk standing up. And we definitely have to in your contributions, it's important that we also contribute about mitigating measures on these and including what happens as a risk factor and a mitigating matter if another kind of what I call an off-ramp for whatever reason comes into what we are presenting as a revised program. What's the attitude of the committee and of the members in relation to to this. You would have indicated before that we don't have an open-ended and an elastic process. I thought I needed to say that to conclude the presentation by Mr. Ngoma of the revised program. I'll come back to you. Honorable Maila would have raised an issue already in relation to the program. It's worth him perhaps repeating that, even though I've noted, which relates to the issue of closing arguments, and he has a particular suggestion. Back to you, colleagues. I invite you to make your own contributions. Honorable Ngosi, Maneli, Ragude, in that order, colleagues, Honorable Bekizwe Ngosi.
Chairperson, may I request that I identify
my... Thank you. That's fine.
Yeah, Chair, I think I welcome the revised program. The first issue I want to comment on is on the submission of the additional volumes of the statements, volume two and three, as indicated by the public protector, that this should be submitted, notwithstanding the fact that we have extended time. More so because at the time we adjourned, there was an indication that they were working on the issue. That if there is any leverage you give, Chair, that it should not be given very lightly. Our firm decision is that must be complied with. And then there's the issue of additional witnesses, and I agree with you in the response completely that any other witnesses that they may want to call, we stick to our decision that it should be based on relevance. The three risks, Chair, I think the first one, we really do not have an option. It's our responsibility to complete our work, like we did on previous occasions. Members will have to balance and ensure that they do their constituency work, but at the same time attend to this agent. To the work of the committee. That balancing may mean that we forfeit part of our responsibility as far as constituency work is concerned. I want to speak on the third risk. The second risk, Chair, is the one that is very challenging for the committee. First, we took a decision that as a different arm of the state, we have a responsibility not to lead other arms or the executive arm into unauthorized expenditure. Doing so would be illegal and in terms of accountability, irresponsible on our side, and it will constitute an encroachment. My suggestion, Chair, is that we leave this to the PPSA and the public protector, that she negotiates with them all options available to them, okay? My understanding is that they affirm that they will not fund, which means the issue reverts back to her. Okay, but we play no role at all as this committee in and for lack of a better word in leading the PPSA to incur expenditure that they've not planned for. By beyond the 31st of March. There will be sub and other risks that may arise associated with that decision, which will come to when they raise the issue. For example, they may say that they don't have any funding to continue, all sorts of, but we can only discuss those issues at the point at which they raise them and their implications. However, we have a responsibility to complete our work, and that is what we owe the legislature and the people of the country, to complete this work by the end of May, I think that's what the program says. Our chair, as I said, I won't speak on the third risk. Other members will cover that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Nkosi, for those contributions. Honorable Maneli.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think having responded first to the questions I asked earlier on, I'm satisfied that you've clarified the matters. But of course, coming after Honorable Nkosi, I can only say that I agree with almost all the points that he has raised. In that, from a point of fairness, it shouldn't be that we now appropriate ourselves what should be a determination by the PPSA. This is, for me, Chair, more important in that the issue about legal representation continue to be an issue of interpretation, even as it relates to the costs thereof. So I think it's good if that is left there, and that we entertain a feedback that comes from that aspect. I think Honorable Nkosi does say that whilst those other risks are not mentioned in the three, but that alone about the funds may create other things we may need to deal with, which already this committee was drawn in when payments were an issue, Chairperson. So you'd still have that, and we know how that issue about payments had a detrimental effect on our own program. So I think we need to be seized with that, that it's something we may not be able to avoid, but deal with it once such a report comes in. And I'm saying, Chair, it's really from a point of fairness, so that it's not like we're now putting ourselves a responsibility that's not really ours, but PPSA learning from that one. The other point, really, Chair, is that having listened to the response, including this statement, as I said, I agree with Honorable Nkosi, but your explanation, I think, for me then qualifies it that whether we receive or we do not receive the installments, it would have been in any way something illegible from the side of the PP, right? But the challenge we have then is this other side of her appearing before the committee. And I'm relating this to this item we've just dealt with about the sick note. And as I said, you would not preempt the part about sickness. So which then makes me to agree with an earlier proposal again, that probably the evidence leaders and the PP's legal team should really work on this part of submissions in terms of closing arguments. And we really elect Chair on the basis of what is before us, whether there would be a necessity to answer orally questions that may arise. Whilst I talk to the questions, I also see in the program that you've also allocated quite a number of days for members to also ask questions. I'm saying if you think about the time and so on, these are some of the areas you can work on to minimize the number of days without reducing the quality of such an engagement. So I'm trying to say, Chair, you can balance the two, like we would have done right in the beginning when members had questions. We have submitted questions in writing, which we also thought there would be answers to such questions. So you may want to look at those days and like I say, balance. And say maybe allow members to also submit questions, writing if those could be responded to, and probably also elect again chair, where you have you don't have satisfactory answers that may need follow up. Maybe those will be members that would need oral a presentation in this regard. So as to really mitigate any prolonged period, at least that, in my view, Chair, is in the control of the committee. It's not really dependent on the other side, if you get the point I'm trying to make, Chair. So I want to make also that that proposal. But again, like I said, Chair, this was the PP electing to make statements and also come and engage us orally. So in mitigating even with the finances, I don't think it is a bad idea that engagement we are talking about in the back office, whether they may not want to stick to also submission in writing. You are cutting a number of days, but also costs in that regard. And that the committee can then make an evaluation, Chair. You may be able to get some of the days to be closer so that if it was possible, at least you would have dealt with both of the processes on the constituency period that you'll still have to get permission as political parties because this is also the constituency period. It's the best opportunity for public representatives to interact directly with the constituencies. So a part of holding us accountable as representatives of the people. So that it's not like we are just agreeing because we want to push the time, but we should also understand our obligation to those that elected us to come to this house, parliament, and this is an opportunity to go back to them also to know what they think of what we do. And we have forfeited even before. We had to make such sacrifices, unlike other committees. And once you do that, you also run the risk of social distance from the people. And I want to put it in that way so that when you look at timing, you can also factor that in, and therefore we may not get to the other month of May if one looks at it in that score, if we can look at maximizing the time we have without a reduction in the quality of outcomes that we would want to get out of the engagement. That will be my submission, Chair, for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli, for your contributions. Honorable Dagude.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chair, I agree fully with my colleagues who spoke before me. And also, just to emphasize that agreeing with them in points like the ones that says maybe if the evidence leaders and the PP's legal reps can make
those heads of arguments, which will assist in making sure that the time that is on the program that has been presented just now is minimized, Honorable Chair. Why am I saying that? Since we started this process, we have eaten in our constituency work as well, of which we must try. Honorable Manili say this. We must try to balance the constituency work and our parliamentary work. And other committees are also suffering, Honorable Chair, because we have to leave them and attend to this one. So if those heads of argument can be arguments can be presented by both sides, and also I'm convinced by the suggestion made by Honorable Manili that maybe if also as members we can submit those questions, then that might minimize the time. We really need that. I won't lie, colleagues. I was very stressed when I received these documents that were sent to us, and also the program that kept on stretching. Unfortunately, we couldn't have seen the unforeseen circumstances. That one, we put it aside. That one is not anyone's making, but we cannot keep on stretching our program, and we cannot allow further witnesses in this regard. So with regard to the statement, Honorable Nkosi said a mouthful. I want to support both comrades or both honorable members with regard to their input to this matter. Honorable Chairperson, please, we really need to balance our work as public reps. We are not working only on this committee. We have our constituency work. We have by elections that are taking place in our constituencies that we must participate in. We come from provinces, Honorable Chair. Like I said, since we started, we have eaten on our time, on our constituency work time. So let's try to make sure that we finish what we have started, by minimizing time to make sure that we don't overlap into the other month. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dlagude, your contributions. Appreciate it. Honorable Skosana.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and greetings to all honorable members. Yeah, I just want to talk on the one risk, of the three risks that we have spoken about. The one of funding, which to me it's the greatest risk of them all that we are facing. I think I've noted the revised program, and I've had colleagues bringing different suggestions that can assist us perhaps to shorten the program, so that at least it does not go to end of May. Maybe it goes to end of April or early May. But even if we shorten it, I think the way members have suggested that maybe we shorten days for members to ask questions, maybe send written questions, and then the closing arguments also be done through written submissions from both team, the legal team of the public protector and the evidence leaders and stuff like that. But I think that can assist to at least shorten it. But still the funding risk will still remain, because the obvious thing is that the program is going to go beyond the 31st of March, because today is the 23rd of March. So the 31st of March is next Friday. So there's no way that you can shorten it for it to end on the 31st of March. So that is totally impossible. So which means now we've got a risk. The risk of the program going beyond what the PPSA said they could fund, it's there and it's facing us. Well, I've heard, I think, both Honorable Manili and Honorable Nkosi indicate that maybe we can afford the public protector an opportunity to further negotiate with the PPSA regarding that particular matter. So I was wondering if it's not possible from our side to take this matter to the office of the Honorable Speaker and request the Honorable Speaker to engage the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services. Because my understanding is that the PPSA, it's an entity, for a lack of a better word, it's an entity of the Department of Justice and Correctional Service. So it is funded by government through the budget vote of the Department of Justice and Correctional Services. So is it not possible for us to take the matter to the office of the speaker so that the speaker can then engage with the minister? Maybe the department can make some means, at least to make funds available, at least for a month or two, for us to be able to finish this particular inquiry. Because my view is that this thing, it's having an impact on us, or it's affecting us, perhaps to use that particular word, because the ruling of the Concord that says the public protector has a right to legal representation. So, and the office, the PPSA has been funding this particular process. Now, if the PPSA says by end of March, we don't have funds, we can no longer fund, what is going to happen if then the legal representative then they then withdraw to say we can't continue because there's no police going to pay us? Are we going to continue from the 1st of April without the legal representation? If we are continuing, is the PP not going to go back to court and says, I'm proceeding with the inquiry without public representative because there's nobody who's willing to pay for such public representation? Or are we expecting the PP to pay for herself if we proceed beyond that? So I think those are things that we need to look at. Hence, I'm saying, I think also on our part, we need to be seen doing something to try and make sure that the PP has a legal representation beyond the 31st of March so that there's no legal loopholes. Because we may proceed, say the legal representation withdraw, but we still proceed, but are we not going to be challenged in court and then being told that, but you continued with the process without the legal representation, whereas there's a court Concord ruling that says, no, the public protector has a right to legal representation. And if we say, no, that's not our matter, it's her matter, then the question would be, why was the PPSA funding from the beginning? Because if it's her own responsibility, then it means the PPSA was not supposed to fund, she was supposed to fund herself this particular process. But the fact that the PPSA was funding, then who's gonna fund this particular process beyond that? And if there's no representation, I think it might give us that particular challenge. So I was just thinking aloud to see, but what if we engage the office of the speaker, then the office of the speaker engage the relevant minister, perhaps they can bail us out on this particular risk, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Skosana. Honorable Heron.
Thank you, Chair. I wasn't really going to contribute, but now listen to Honorable Tlakudi. And I must say, I agree that we must complete this process as soon as we can, but I do think we must find some balance because the program as it's presented really eliminates any opportunity to participate in other committee work. There's the committee oversight week that's been set aside. Now my other committee is going on an oversight visit. Once again, I must pull out of that. It doesn't allow us to plan any constituency work. It's taking any opportunity to do constituency work away again. And it feels like we are chasing a race that actually doesn't have an end. And I think we must bring some balance. And Honorable Tlakudi didn't go as far as saying we must amend this program, but I'm proposing that we go back to the drawing board and allow members the space to also participate in committee oversight work that we've already committed to, constituency work that we've committed to. I mean, this is wiping out the entire program I have for constituency work. And I must go back to communities once again and say, sorry, the Public Protectors Program has changed and I can't come and attend to the meetings that I've already committed to. So I'm asking that we stop this race to the end, that we allow our members to also participate in other work that we have to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Heron, for that contribution. The last two speakers would be Honorable Mangesi, and I've noted Honorable Bekizwe with his second bite after Honorable Mangesi.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, let me appreciate the contributions made by my colleagues. Honorable members are right that we need to bring this to an end. And Honorable Heron talks about the Balancing Act. Chair, inasmuch as I agree with the honorable members, I think we have come a long way as this committee and on the last leg. So it will be my submission, Chair, that we avoid any possible comebacks at all costs, which then says to me, we accept the revised program that has just been put before us and don't rush to conclude on other matters so that if there's a need to tweak things, we can always go back and revisit. Because, Chair, we must not forget that we have been working this path with the public of South Africa, even outside South Africa. And I'm sitting here and asking myself, what's the importance of closing arguments? For me, it's the gist that will indicate why this committee took a certain path. Now, if we close it from the public that has been working the path with us, what will be the impact in terms of transparency, in terms of taking them along, in terms of fairness? Even if we say the public protector can do some submissions in writing, won't it have comebacks or public lash to say, but we denied her to have the kind of, so I think what presentations and written don't have the same impact, that tomorrow is this committee, we are not judged. I understand, Chair, and I will do anything to go back to my constituency work. I will do anything tomorrow, even to go next week to the oversight that is planned. But this committee is, we are the pioneers. Nothing has ever been done that like we are doing. So I'm looking at the history, where we're coming from, and where we are, that we must not fall into the trap, if it's a trap or what is it, that would want to take us down. Yes, there has been feelings, even on my side, to say, sometimes it's like we are being tested. How will we rush to some decisions? And we have always maintained that calmness. But that day has to rise that we conclude on these matters. Then I will agree with Honorable Skosana that I don't know if you're having a back office. I know sometimes you talk about back office between yourselves and the PPA with the speaker.
No.
To say, we give you permission just to go and mute to her the possibility of us extending and needing some financing. I agree with the reasons that Honorable Skosana has put there to say it will have impact on us going forward, and it would have brought us to a standstill. That would be a trap that we could have seen. Just whisper to her that we might come back and say we have exceeded, because it's clear that we're going to exceed, we're going to go beyond this month end. So my submission, Chair, is that let's not rush the conclusion of how we're dealing with this matter. Let's accept the revised program and in the best interest of the nation that we have been taking along, try to tread carefully on this last lap so that we end this with the public with us. And I would also want to see it going that way, holding on to the transparency and everything and doing everything that the people of South Africa tomorrow would say that committee did well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tlape. Looks like people are looking for you. Honorable Nkosi, your last bite.
No, Chair, I don't want to make your work difficult. I think on the issue of the second risk, my understanding is that the Concord decision that there should be legal representation does not amount to financing or to cost. It just says you should be legally represented, but it didn't speak to cost. If the court wanted to speak to cost, it would have done so in specific terms. Or if the PP wanted that matter to be included, she would have raised it with court. That's the first point. So I think on that score, the related issue then is what do we do when she says, when the PPSA says it will not fund beyond? As Parliament Chair, I firmly believe that we must err on the side of caution. We should not involve ourselves in leading the PPSA as an office to incur unauthorized expenditure. And I say this because in the past, Parliament would have been complicit in some instances, you know, in decisions of the executives that it takes, that involves the executive, which embroils it into interference with the executive decisions. So my view, Chair, is that the PPSA and the public protector can negotiate around that. You know, it has happened in the past. You go there and then you say, no, okay, I'm just thinking aloud that you do this thing on your own risk. Whatever costs will be offset from your pension. I'm just making an example. Or you would seek funding or whatever. The minimal we can do, Chair, is that the PPSA must approach the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional, that is the related committee, to raise issues with them, rather than us taking our own initiative on costs and raising it with the Speaker on a matter that we may not really have the authority to interfere. So our advice may be that PPSA and should go to Portfolio Committee and say, this is the issue. What advice do you give us? But I am of the firm view that the primary people that are responsible for resolving this issue for us is the PPSA and the public protector negotiating between themselves to resolve the issue of funding. I'm Chair, my apologies for complicating your summary.
Thank you, Honorable Ngozi. We will navigate that complication. There seems to be a competition of last bites. Honorable Maneli, please come in before I try and summarize and then see if you agree with my summary.
No, thanks, Chair. It's really not to delay you, because Honorable Nkosi, we seem to be raising the hand together, and then when he speaks first, I'll then say, I'm covered. But I really wanted to caution, Chair, that indeed for us not to get involved and leaving it to the relevant structures gets to be important. Also because we ourselves are looking at one of the matters before this inquiry as an issue that relates to legal costs. skyrocketing and all that. And surely these matters get raised. They are also about improving systems going into the future. They're not just about this part. And that is why you need to leave those control measures there. I think the issue about legal representation, constitutional court, Honorable Gosi repeats the point I raised earlier on, that let's just remember that that was also an issue of interpretation. It's better when it's discussed at that level with them. But the issue about the balancing, I thought it's important for purposes of record that it is not about eliminating anything that it's about appearing before the committee, but the committee has a responsibility of also ensuring that that also needs to happens without, and I've cautiously used the word, without a reduction in the quality of such an engagement. So you can go hybrid in that score in terms of trying to find that balance, and it therefore tempers the program in the way it stands. And that's why we talk about the amendment should also look at areas where you can save, because I just thought it's important, not just for us, but in talking to South Africans, that there won't be intention to really leave them out. We did have statements in some instances, which we would have agreed, these are the statements, and there were no further questions to ask on those statements, and we have accepted them as part of this inquiry process. And as I say, Chair, the back office could really look at those matters without a reduction on the quality of engagement. If you were to looking, I'm making it as an example, if you are looking at 6 days and you could do something in 3 days, it doesn't mean it has not been done, Chair. But you've tried to keep the balance, that of keeping South Africans informed, but without saying submissions are not an important aspect, because they will be part of the record that will be public in any way. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli, for your last bite. I just want to, in the response, to try and summarize what I hear members are saying. And I must say upfront that I think you have effectively responded to the three risks that I lifted up. And I think you would have gone a long way in responding to each of those and making concrete suggestions as to how they must be mitigated in each of those. Obviously, members have got particular biases and strong on one or two or this area. But if I hear you correctly, you seem to be saying perhaps just three issues as a high-level summary before I go to the specifics. I think you're making a point very firmly that we are faced as this committee as we go towards the end of our process, as we wrap it up, we're faced with particular tasks that we need to do. That one, we must ensure that we have to do things with less time now. But as we do, as we have this less time, it must still produce the kind of quality that this committee is going to be known for as a reference that it wants to create. So that there are two things that must balance. Must balance this time and at the same time getting into this quality. Quality that you would have, the time that you'd have looked at in an ideal process, if you needed to have 7 months, you now have 2 months. Do what you can within that. I think that's the first theme that comes out of your presentation and discussion. The second theme is, what would have even been raised by the Concord, and it's an issue that is even in our rules for that matter, balancing the two important things, Honorable Mankesu had spoken about that and other members, the need for us to balance this procedural fairness process at the same time doing that within a reasonable time. You've been very strong on the fact that we're not succeeding on the latter, meaning the doing things within time, because one of the risks is that things are getting prolonged. I think you are very clear in that we have to succeed on that balance. And thirdly, that everything we're going to do now is about managing risk. And therefore we've got to prioritize as we do that, because we don't have an infinite time with us as a resource. We've gone beyond, and we keep kind of stretching that. And so those are the themes that I think have to inform all of the other steps that you have spoken on. Firmly, you have said, let's stick to our deadline of tomorrow, that the statement must be in tomorrow. There is no extension on that. There would have been enough time that would have been given, including for that matter, today, yesterday and tomorrow as extra days for that work, because there would not have an inquiry today and tomorrow. Secondly, that given the tightness of this, one, a critical part, if you were to speak of project management, and anything else you do can either disrupt or kill the entire thing that we started a few months ago, that therefore, for any new witnesses that might arise as a result of what is being presented as a testimony, you affirm there in saying, firstly, those must be on relevance, but secondly, that will require written affidavits from those, no oral presentation on that. Thirdly, you agree that we are going to work throughout the constituency period as a sacrifice. And by the way, if you think about it, when we started in July last year, it was on a constituency period. We did a lot of work almost every day this week and the next week, because there were no other committees. And so members are saying that already would have been taken. So the constituency period you've raised as an important aspect, even for the life of your being as members, as you approach the next election in 2024, that it can't be taken for granted that the only thing we have is this inquiry, and that work with other committees, work in connecting with society where we're deployed in these parliamentary constituency offices and our programs cannot be taken for granted, that it is important that be looked at properly. You have the firm view that this committee does not have the option or the luxury not to complete its work. We must complete our work, whatever it takes in managing all of these risks. The risk I've highlighted about the finances, I think if I'm getting you correct, that you take an important note of that it can be wished away. Because after next week, Friday, if that is not attended, there's no work. And therefore, it has to be attended. And the suggestion that as this committee of inquiry, that's not necessarily our space, but that work can be done to ensure that those that can drive and can be responsible, starting with the Justice Committee, with the minister, who can link up with the speaker, that must be done as a matter of urgency, so that at least by next week before the 31st, there's clarity on those issues. Because the firmness here is that were the last people who can put the PPSA into an unfunded expenditure. And we should avoid that, but we must attend to that. And those relevant stakeholders must do that. Despite a few different views that they and I heard Honorable Tlape very strong on this, but there's an overwhelming view that says there's something good in doing the closing arguments, not as fastly as it is planned, with these 2 or 3 days that are planned, that we must consider a number of options, firstly to reduce those days, but secondly to have written closing arguments. That's put on the table. I think a further point on the issue of the statement is that those installments that we are waiting for must be managed tightly, but they must not affect the length of this program. It can be the criteria. And I think you're also saying that we must reduce the days of members asking questions, because when we do that, we also reduce the cost, minimize the time. Basically, you are saying and Honorable Heron would have been, and Honorable Lagude strong on this, that there is a need to amend the program based on this argument that are put here without failing to achieve what we need to achieve. And so we've got to cut fat. Where there is fat, we must cut that fat. But Honorable Tlape warns all of us that we must avoid any comebacks, that as we do this with good intentions and do all of these issues, re-looking at the program in order for it to fit the purpose. And the purpose is that you firstly don't have time, secondly don't have the resources for a prolonged process, and that other work is being affected. And so we must avoid those comebacks, but we must be able to stick to a program that at the end we can be able to stand by. So in a way, because this obviously this is a journey we're taking with the public, they've been with us from day one. I hear members, this is what you're saying, that we need to need, that needs to be done. Some of those things would have to be done upfront by myself as a chair and the team of the secretariat. Some would have to be escalated to where they belong and be attended to as a matter of urgency. And you've already also made sacrifices around the days where you have to ask questions, including some that can be submitted in a written form. That's the summary of the issues you have raised, colleagues. I hope I've captured it correctly, and it's reflecting your views and ideas, even though they are diverse in some ways and certain ways. Do we agree on the summary? Any comment? Honorable Skosana?
No, thank you very much. No, we agree with your summary. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Skosana. Any other comments on the summary as the correct reflection of the discussion of this committee? Honorable Doris Lagude, followed by Honorable Tlape.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. My apologies, I was muted. Honorable Chairperson, you summarized it accordingly. Just to remind ourselves that our program is a living document. We will amend it as and when needed. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Lagude, Honorable Mankete Tlape.
Thank you, Chair. I agree to the summary. It's on point.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, colleagues. There's no objection to the summary as I conclude. None. Thank you. Thank you, colleagues. I think, Fatima, is there anything, so that I don't close you out, that you think you want to just say, having listened to this discussion?
I'm covered, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, colleagues. Those would have been the matters and items that were planned for discussion in this committee. Would have scheduled up until half past 12 or so. The time now has just gone after quarter past 12, so within time. And it's clear, therefore, that should be the example that we can do things much lesser than the programmed time, than the planned time. So that's a very good omen going forward. Mr. Ngosi, announcements? Mr. Ngoma.
Yeah, I was so surprised. Thanks for the privilege. I would have done it.
Chair, we have 4 sets of minutes to adopt.
Okay. Now that we're here, we still have a few minutes. Please take us through.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The first set of Mondays of minutes is Monday, 6th of March, when PP appeared before the committee, Chair. Yeah. Okay. Very short minutes, Chair. We do produce transcripts of all committee meetings, and they are available. I know that SEPO does load them on the on the Ovimba platform. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. There's the set of minutes, colleagues. Any corrections? None. Do I have any? Okay, Honorable Hermans.
Good morning, Chair. I wish to move for the adoption of that minute as tabled.
Honorable Hermans moves for the adoption of the minutes. Do I have a second?
A second, Chair.
Honorable Ngosi seconds. Minutes duly adopted. The next set of minutes, Mr. Ngosi. Mr. Ngoma. Thembi Ngosi, that's the issue here.
Yeah, I understand, Chairperson. In many platforms, I'm referred to as Ms. Thembi Ngosi. Thank you, Chair. The next set of minutes is the minutes of Tuesday, 7th of March, which is the second day when the former public protector, Prof. Madonsela, appeared before the committee.
Okay. Any corrections members are picking up on the minutes? Proceed. Is that the end of the minutes? Yes. Page 3, go to page 4. Any corrections, members? None. Do I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Skosana?
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Skosana moves for the adoption. Honorable Manisa?
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the move for the adoption of the minutes as the true reflection of the meeting. Thank you.
Adoption of the minutes seconded, minutes duly adopted. Next set of minutes.
Thank you, Chair. The next set is Wednesday, the 15th of March, public protector appearing before the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any corrections picked up by members? None. Do I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes, Honorable Mananiso?
Thank you, Chair. I'm for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Mananiso, who was present, moves for adoption of the minutes. Any second?
I second, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Lagoda seconds, minutes duly adopted. Next set of minutes, Honorable Achram is Ngoma.
So you really want to call me Mr. Ngozi today? You're going as far as calling me honorable. Thank you for that honor, Chairperson. Chair, the next and the last set of minutes for adoption today, the minutes of Thursday, the 16th of March, also Advocate Kuban appeared before the committee.
Okay, there are the minutes and who is present. Next page for corrections. That's the last page. Members, any corrections? None. Do I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
Honorable Hermans moves for the adoption of the minutes. And a seconder, Honorable Letlagude.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I second the adoption of these minutes. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Letlagude, seconds and minutes duly adopted. That would be the last set of minutes, Mr. Ngoma.
Yes, Chairperson, you are correct. That was the last set. Thank you.
Thank you, members. That takes us to the end of our meeting today. So thank you very much to everybody. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Recording stopped.